Throw the best birthday party ever that your child will always talk about. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall can do just that. Award-winning birthday party packages start at just $300, and all birthday parties include pizza, drinks, a party room with a party host, grip socks, printed invitations, and all 40 attractions at Big Air Trampoline Park. It's a birthday party you and your kids will never forget. Book your party today. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit bigairusa.com/Columbus for details.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
What's up, Smile Squad? It's your Audible Boot Thing, Amber Smiles Jones, here on my station, Professionally Silly, recorded with the Anchor app. And let me tell you, if you've always wanted your own podcast, Anchor is a really great place to start. TGIF, mofos, okay? It's Friday. It's payday for a lot of y'all. So let's go ahead and let's try not to blow all of our money. I know it's supposed to be Friday. Go spend money. Shots, drinks, blunts. But let's be honest now. We living in a time where the economy is bullshit. Save your money. So today we're going to talk about Pride Month, Movie Pass, and the fact that YouTube still sucks. But before we get started, I want you guys to go ahead and take a second and click that subscribe/favorite button so that you can be notified when I post my podcast episodes, because they are weekly. And be sure to check out my past episodes if you haven't already heard those, because I keeps the silly coming. That being said, let's jump right into it. TGIF, and also Happy National Upsy Daisy Day. What an awesome sounding day, I must say. And every year on June 8th, National Upsy Daisy Day is set aside to encourage you to face the day positively and to get up gloriously, gratefully, and gleefully each morning. Damn, that's a lot of G's. Shit. National Upsy Daisy Day was created by Stephanie West Allen in 2003, and her desire in creating National Upsy Daisy Day was to make humor, laughter, and a positive attitude part of the Upsy Daisy Day way. Damn, that is a mouthful. Upsy Daisy Day way. Say that 5 times hella fast. Matter of fact, call in. Try it out. Every day is a gift, and if we can remember that when we get out of bed in the morning, it will help us carry a good attitude throughout the day, whatever the day may bring us, you know? Now, life is full of challenges and annoyances, and let's face it, it's our attitudes that help us overcome those challenges so that we can move forward with a smile on our faces. So just give it a try and be grateful and thankful for the things that you do have. A roof over your head, Wi-Fi. Oh, and of course, things like food to eat, friends, family, blah, blah, blah. Share a smile with someone today, a neighbor, your coworker, the random person next to you that gets stuck at the same red light. You know, smiles are contagious. Share yours today. Upsy Daisy. Use hashtag Upsy Daisy Day to post on your social media if you like. It's supposed to be a national holiday, so let's go ahead and share our smiles and positivity. As many of you know, June is nationally known as my birthday month. Maybe you guys didn't know that, but hint, hint, wink, wink. My Cash App is $TrueSmilesJones. Feel free. But you know what the month of June is also known for is that it is Pride Month. And each year during the month of June, the LGBT community celebrates in a number of different ways. Now, all around the world, events are held during the special month as a way of recognizing the influence LGBT people have had around the world. Now, many wonder, why was June chosen? Well, June was chosen because It was when the Stonewall riots took place way back in 1969. Now, the Stonewall Inn riots sparked the beginning of the gay rights movement in America. June 28, 1969, New York City police raided the Stonewall Inn, a gay club located in Greenwich Village in New York City. Now, the police, doing what all police have done for years and have not stopped doing, is they tend to beat on anyone and anything they don't understand, agree with, or like. Now, the way they treated these people set into action a six-day protest. In the 60s, believe this or not, in New York City, homosexuality was actually illegal. So homosexuality, like homosexual sex, that was actually considered sodomy. And it was illegal in about 49 states at this particular time. Now, there was a criminal statute that allowed police to arrest people wearing less than 3 gender appropriate articles of clothing. Can you believe that? Arrested because of what you're wearing. Now, that was probably why the LGBT community would frequent the gay bars and clubs so that they could be free to be themselves. New York City State Liquor Authority penalized and shut down establishments that served alcohol to known or suspected LGBT individuals, arguing that the mere gathering of homosexuals was disorderly. So pretty much they were treating members of the LGBT community like gang members. Oh, no, y'all can't all be together too many times, too many y'all at once. That's trouble. That's bullshit, you ask me. June 28th, 1969. Armed with a warrant, police officers entered the club, roughed up patrons, arrested people, including employees and people violating the state's gender-appropriate clothing statute. Female officers would take suspected cross-dressing patrons into the bathroom to check their sex, or their gender. Of course, this happened so often that the LGBT community was sick and tired of being treated as lesser than, beaten on, and in many cases killed because they wanted the same rights that everyone else had, which was to be free to be themselves. That day, June 28th, 1969, they took a stand, and the Stonewall riots began. Amazing human beings like Marsha P. Johnson helped pave the way to equal opportunities for the LGBT community. Marsha P. Johnson was an American gay liberation activist and self-identified drag queen. Known as an outspoken advocate for gay rights, Johnson was one of the most prominent figures of the Stonewall Uprising in 1969. She was pretty much the Rosa Parks of the gay community. Some believe that she was even killed because of her part in the movement. Now, though the Stonewall Uprising didn't start the gay rights movement, it was a huge force for LGBT political activism, leading to numerous gay rights organizations, including the Gay Liberation Front, Human Rights Campaign, GLAAD, formerly Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, and PFLAG, normally Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. In 2016, President Barack Obama designated the site of the riots, Stonewall Inn, Christopher Park, and surrounding streets and sidewalks, a national monument in recognition of the area's contribution to gay and human rights.
Very sweet, thank you. We are once again reminded that the fight for civil rights is never ending, but we won't let the darkest recesses of human nature extinguish the light and hope and love we feel in our soul. As gay people, we get to choose our families. And my chosen family includes millions of brave men and women across this country and around the world. Don't f*** with my family.
As a member of the LGBT community, I am proud of the progress that we have made thus far. You know, gay rights, and those are two words that were never even put together at one point. And I hate to admit this to you all, but I myself have also experienced hatred and violence because of my sexual orientation. And that is still a problem. Look at the Orlando shooting at the gay club Pulse. That wasn't that long ago. And then there are a lot of people who still treat us with disgust. And there was even an incident where a gay couple went to a bakery to order their wedding cake and they were refused service because they were gay. There has been many instances where people beat and or kill us because of our sexuality, but we continue to stand strong and proud. And all that hatred because of who we sleep with it's a damn shame. All that hatred because of us wanting to be who we are freely, it's a damn shame. And as a Black gay woman living in this world, in this country, which is currently, unfortunately, under Trump's command, I've gotten a triple dose of discrimination my whole life, let's be honest. But being a part of three different classes of people who had to fight to get the rights they so rightfully deserved, I've been through a lot myself, and I can't speak for many others. I can only really speak for me. But with that being said, happy Pride Month, everyone. Coming from the wisdom-filled mouth of RuPaul, she has this to say.
Can't love yourself? How in the hell are you gonna love somebody else? Can I get an amen up in here?
Amen!
I found this clip of Laverne Cox, one of the stars of Orange is the New Black, who is also a member of the LGBT community. And I had to share this with you guys. She spoke on gay rights activists Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera. And, well, you know what? Just go ahead and take a listen.
When I think about Sylvia and Marsha, I think what I owe to them is this history of struggle, this history of fighting and being pushed aside and fighting some more and never giving up on the fight. And I think it's so important for us to remember them and to remember the truth of their lives and the truth of their struggle so that we don't repeat this disregard for certain people and certain populations. It took some street queens and hustlers to fight back against the police on that fateful day in 1969. And that moment was a catalyst for a movement that has brought us years later marriage equality, but and hopefully will bring us equal protections for trans people on a federal level. When we think about the truth of their lives and how they struggled and how they lived, I think it should be a lesson. And their example was to love and give no matter what. Star's legacy is that.
YouTube, as many of you know, has been under fire for how they have been treating their creators. They have even been demonetizing videos of specific groups, it seems. YouTube has been demonetizing LGBT content, but not only that, they have taken it to a completely different level. They are now allowing anti-gay ads to be advertised on videos of LGBT content creators. Ain't that some shit? Like, not only are you taking away my ability to make money with my craft because of who I sleep with, now you are pushing your anti-gay agenda on my channel and making money off of it. That's some crazy ass shit, I'm sorry. Like, what the fuck? They are demonetizing videos like coming out stories, or if the title of the video has the words gay, transgender, lesbian. There was actually a YouTuber who put the same exact video twice, but put the word transgender in the title of one of the videos. And guess what happened? Yep, that's the video that was demonetized. The YouTuber put in the word transgender for the same fucking video and they demonetized it. And another YouTuber who has actually discussed LGBT topics on her channel, posted a video of her eating a bowl of cereal for 30 seconds. That's it. Literally, that's all she did. They demonetized her video because her channel is known to discuss LGBT topics. This is crazy. And there have also been entire channels deleted without warning. This is crazy. Watch out, YouTube, because now there is news that Instagram may be giving YouTube a run for its money very soon. Instagram may be allowing up to an hour-long videos on their site, which is on their app, which is pretty awesome. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, then this will give creators another platform option, which allows them to be themselves without fear of being singled out. So yes, YouTube is big and very popular, but the world is changing and growing, and soon other platforms will rise and allow all creators to be able to create freely. I, for one, am looking forward to that, especially if they can find a way to monetize content. Like, let's be real. I love to create. I really, really do. You know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong. If I could be able to pay my bills with my content and my craft, that is the complete definition of success to me. That's hashtag goals to me. I gotta be honest with you. There are gonna be a lot of YouTubers who feel the same way. YouTube has also been attacking the cannabis community. As you know, in a lot of places, in a lot of states, it is legal, but it's still not legal on the federal level. So YouTube has also been deleting complete channels, you know, that have to deal with that particular topic as well. So I gotta tell you, a lot of YouTubers are gonna just be like,
fuck this shit, I'm out.
I'm just being real. You know, in other news, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of MoviePass or not, but they recently made the same mistake that Netflix did. They got greedy. MoviePass is a subscription-based movie ticketing service. And for just $10 a month, and also for what I understand, they offer other packages. But for just $10 a month, you can see one movie every 24 hours without having to go pay for a ticket every time you go to the theater. And that pretty much means that you can see 7 movies a week if you wanted to for just $10 a month. That's friggin' awesome, because going to the movies is expensive as fuck. And, you know, in Los Angeles, an adult ticket can be as much as $20, man. And if it's like 3D or IMAX, oh, that shit's like half my rent. Oh, yeah, no. And you know where MoviePass fucked up? They went ahead and instead of allowing you to see one movie every 24 hours, they tried to make it so that you can only see one movie a week. Exactly. That is some crazy fucking bullshit. And of course, this pissed people off. And just like when Netflix decided to raise their prices a few years ago, people just started to close their accounts. Like, fuck it. I'm not going to be spending all this money. Screw it. I don't need it. You know? And the same thing happened with MoviePass. MoviePass realized that this was stupid as fuck and decided to go back to their original agreement. Now, I like to go to the movies, but let's face it, it's expensive as fuck, you know what I'm saying? And the content is so easy to find these days. With streaming services made, it's so much easier to watch, you know, those newer movies at home. You don't have to go to the theater anymore. You know, but I gotta say, every now and then, it is nice to get out of the house and, you know, get some popcorn and go to someplace else indoors to watch a movie in the dark surrounded by strangers. Sometimes that's nice. Call in and tell me what you guys think about this. Does MoviePass seem like, I don't know, something you'd be interested in? Do you agree with them going back to the one movie every 24 hours? I know I do, because I have MoviePass, so I guess my opinion's a little bit biased here. Wow, today was a good lengthy episode, wasn't it? I certainly enjoyed myself, and I hope that you did as well. And I want to know what you guys think about what we talked about today. You know, about gay pride, YouTube, and all their bullshit. I want to know what's on your minds. This podcast isn't just for me. It's for you, too. So be sure to call in and share what's on your dome. You feel me? And also, for those of you who do not have the Anchor app, I now have a Google Voice number. So you can now leave me messages. So give me a call. 805-664-1828. Once again, it's 805-664-1828. You know, and if you can please try to keep your calls 60 seconds or less so that I can share your opinion right here on the Professionally Silly podcast or even my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. So call in and verbally join the Smile Squad. And you know, I also want to take a moment and thank you all for listening to the Professionally Silly station here at Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose, because your Audible Boo Thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Podcasts, and Overcast. So if you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. And if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe or favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly podcasts. So please do that. And if you enjoy my podcast and want to experience my professional silliness on other platforms, you can follow me on my other social medias at True Smiles Jones, TRUSMILES Jones, True Smiles Jones. And, you know, that's my Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, all of that. Or you should be able to just type in Amber Smiles Jones, too. I think you just type that in. I'll pop up there, too. But, you know, I really appreciate you guys. And if you want to, I have clickable links in the description box of all of my videos on my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. So you can just, if you would like, if it's easier for you, you can just go there and click those links under the videos. Man, you guys are the shit. I love you guys. I just want to say that one more time. Once again, it's your Audible Boo Thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Also, please feel free to review my podcast on whichever auditory platform you're listening on. That would mean a lot to me. Help me spread the word about my kick-ass podcast. And let me know what you guys think. You know, also, don't be afraid to call in once again and share your opinions about the topics we discussed. Or perhaps you have a topic idea of your own, or maybe you just need some advice, or maybe you just want to tell me how much you love me. Honestly, I kind of hope it's that last one. Either way, be sure to call in 805-664-1828. And in honor of Pride Month, the entire month, I would love it if any members or supporters of the LGBT community would call in and share anything they would like in celebration and to help spread education to those who want to learn more. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step because there's pieces of shit everywhere. Have a good weekend. Upsy daisy.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.